This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, good afternoon. Friday is the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And you know, we can't forget about our friends along the Mississippi Gulf Coast and all of our listeners there who suffered greatly during Katrina. It was not just New Orleans. In fact, they took the worst of the wind and the rain, and just that area was just devastated. We were more affected by the levee breaking. But remembering Katrina 20 years later is difficult. It tugs at our hearts, but also it's a time to appreciate the resilience of the people in this area and along the Gulf Coast. And all week long here at WWL, we're presenting Katrina 20 years later, the rebirth of one of America's most beloved cities. And you can hear special news stories and Katrina interviews on our shows. We're going to talk to Quint Davis from Jazz Fest and the Jazz Fest Foundation in just a few minutes about how Katrina affected them and how they helped to bring the city back as well. Also, there'll be special interviews with Tommy Newell, myself, and Sports Talk, and you're going to hear some of the untold stories never heard before about firsthand witnesses to Katrina. And it's all powered by Energy and WWL. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we're going to continue to wrap this up. I started late in the show yesterday talking about the list from the Hollywood Reporter of the top 25 best sports movies of all time. And this list just totally missed some of the great ones. So I'm asking for you to help me put this list together, and we need five more. Now, I took some from the original list from the Hollywood Reporter, which were really good movies that deserve to be in the top 25. But there were only seven out of the top 25, only seven that I thought were worthy of being on the list of the best top 25. So we've added Tin Cup, Caddyshack, Happy Gilmore, The Natural, Rudy, Major League, The Legend of Bagger Vance, Cool Runnings, Field of Dreams, Remember the Titans, The Longest Yard, Chariots of Fire, The Blind Side, and I'm going to officially add Brian's Song. So we need a couple more to round out the top 25. Let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Clyde in Natchez. Clyde, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah, one of them, I was going to say Brian's Song, but one of my favorite movies of all time was Heaven Can Wait with Warren Beatty. That was a great movie.
What was the movie?
Heaven Can Wait with Warren Beatty.
Yeah, he was a football player, and he
was a football for the Rams, yeah.
He made a deal. He died, but he came back, right?
He came back, and then his manager didn't know him anymore and stuff like that, but he was trying to get it. But what happened was the angel took him too fast. So since he was an athlete, they thought he was riding through a tunnel, and the angel took him because he said, "Oh my God, I don't want to see this smashing." And he like, "I would have," God said, "he would have made it, take him back." So but when he goes back, the body is burnt. So now he's in this old person's body. He's got to try to get a new body to play for the Rams, and the quarterback for the Rams end up dying. So he jumps into the body, and you know, it's a beautiful story. And Chris Rock plays it again with Regina King later down the road. Yeah,
I remember that movie now. It was a good movie. I'm gonna put that on the list of possible best movies. Clyde, I appreciate
what
the call.
Bingo?
Oh wait, I'm sorry.
What
go
about
ahead.
Bingo Long and the Traveling All Stars.
I don't know about that movie.
That was with Billy Dee Williams. It was a black movie, but it was a Bingo Long. It was a baseball movie that took place a long time ago, but it was called Bingo Long and the Traveling All-Star. They were a black baseball team.
I watch a lot of black movies, but I haven't seen all of them. But I missed that one. All right, I'm going to check that out. Clyde, it's on the list, too. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Bruce in Metairie. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, how's it going, Sid?
Good.
Thanks for accepting my call, man. Sure. I'm calling about Bobby Boucher and the Mud Dogs on The Waterboy.
Oh, Waterboy. Bobby Boucher.
Yeah, I think everybody enjoyed a little bit of that.
You know, I also think that, you know, one of the great things about a sports movie, now look, some sports movies are serious, and they have every right to be serious based on true stories, but I love a sports movie like Caddyshack or Happy Gilmore that makes you laugh, too. Hey, is everybody okay there? That sounded kind of serious.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I heard you say Happy Gilmore, and I was waiting for somebody to say Waterboy, but it never got said. So
no, it did not. All right. I've got that on the list of potentials. All right, Bruce, glad you called. Patrick is in Baton Rouge. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Scoots, let's go back to the 1970s, One-on-One.
Tell me about that movie. I don't remember that.
It was about a highly skilled college basketball player. Mm-hmm. He was like a Pistol Pete Maverick. The coach was trying to break him of his skills, of his style of play.
Okay.
But in the end, his skills won over the coach's attempt to break him of his abilities.
Why was the coach trying to break him of his skills if he's on the coach's team?
He wanted to play a different style of basketball.
I see.
But he was highly skilled at scoring and passing the ball.
Yeah, I see. Interesting.
The coach didn't like his style of play and wanted him to play less one-on-one. But in his one-on-one, he did pass the ball a lot. But the coach attempted to break his spirit. But in the end, you know, he won over the coach's attempt to break it.
All right. I appreciate the call.
One-on-one.
All right. Thanks for being with us. Let's go to Jeff in Mid-City. Hey, Jeff.
Hey there. I have one. I think people have mentioned The Natural.
The Natural.
Not only is it great baseball movie, I think it's one of the best movies around.
Yeah, it's a great one. And, you know, sometimes these sports movies, and I put the Legend of Bagger Vance on the list, it's one of my favorite movies. The game of golf is used as a metaphor for life. And so in The Natural, I think you can apply what is learned in that movie. You can take a message from that movie using baseball as a metaphor for life.
Okay. Now, Caddyshack, I don't think it belongs on the things, only in my personal opinion, because I personally can't stand Bill Murray, because I know what
really?
An obnoxious person he is. He's an obnoxious person in life. I don't think he's funny. And I just found the whole movie really stupid. Yeah. But that's just my opinion. Right.
Now, Jeff, I understand that if you don't like a movie, you know, you don't really want to put it on the list. I put Brian Song on the list, but it's a movie I will never watch. I started to watch it. It's too sad for me. I'm sorry. I can't take it. But I put it on the list, even though I personally won't watch it.
And one more thing. The Blind Side does not belong on that list because the whole thing was based on lies. I texted a link to the article on ESPN, but I've known this for a year. Orr was a successful football player. He was not adopted by the family. They became, in fact, he's currently suing them to regain some of his money.
Wow.
They were, yeah, I sent you the article.
Well, I'll look into that. Jeff, I appreciate the call. So what part of the Midwest are you from?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. Well, you sound like you were, from Cleveland, Chicago, Milwaukee, somewhere up in there.
It's my accent.
Your accent. Okay. Your accent. I got your accent.
And just reminding you, I'm a good friend of Sydney Wolfe's.
Oh, cool. Well, you know, you tell her hi for you. For me. Tell her hi for me if you see her. I need to call her, but I appreciate the call, Jeff. Let's go to Paul in Pascagoula. Hey, Paul. Hello, Paul.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Is there a sports movie we haven't mentioned yet?
Yes, you have to check this out when you have some free time. It's called Number One with Charlton Heston.
Number One, yeah. It was about a saint. It was about the Saints, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think it was more bent to Billy Kilmer. Remember, he used to play for the Redskins.
Oh, yeah.
He came to
who can forget Furnace Face? They used to call him Furnace Face because his face was always red. Number One, right. Charlton Heston. Yeah, he was in a Saints uniform. I think they did a lot of filming at Tulane Stadium. All right. Well, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Brian in New Orleans. Hey, Brian, welcome to WWL.
Hey, how we doing? How about Jerry Maguire? It's more of an aging movie, but that's where we get Show Me the Money at.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Jerry Maguire, that was a good one.
Yep,
that was
good
a good
movie.
One. That was a.
Yep.
It was about sports. It was about sports.
Yep. And how about Field of Dreams?
Yeah, that was not on the Hollywood. That was not on the Hollywood list. It was on our list, but it wasn't on the Hollywood list. All right, Patrick. I'm sorry, Brian. I appreciate that. I got to move on here to Patrick very quickly, and then we got to wrap this up. Patrick, you're on WWL.
Yeah, you just stole my thunder. Show me the money.
That's a good. I'm putting that on the list. Jerry Maguire should have been there.
Jerry Maguire.
All right, Patrick, I appreciate that. All right, so let me figure this out here. We're going to do this like live on the air because we're going to talk to Quint Davis and Remember Katrina here in just a moment. But I wanted to continue this this topic. We did it late in the show yesterday, and I just thought that this list of the best 25 movies from the Hollywood Reporter was just so ridiculously off that we needed to add to the list. I only took 7 movies from the original 25, and we've added the rest. Jerry Maguire, let's see, 21, 22, 23. Let's add the Babe Ruth story. And look, I know we're not going to all agree on this, but, you know, we just have to make a decision here, and we can revisit this another time. The Babe Ruth story, let's see, that's 21, 22, 23. I need 2 more. You know, there's some good ones in here, but I don't know if they should be on the list of the best movies. It happens every spring. I think that's another good one. It happens every spring. I'll put that on the list. There are a lot of great movies about baseball. So we've added Brian Song, Jerry Maguire, The Babe Ruth Story. It happens every spring, 21, 22, 23, 22. 23, 24. I need one more. What is the one movie? Ian, is there something that stands out in your mind? I know you've been busy on the phones. Is there some movie that stands out in your mind among the movies that have been mentioned here?
Did you get Sandlot on there?
Sandlot was mentioned. You think we had to put Sandlot on there?
Yes.
Okay, Sandlot wraps it up. Okay, very quickly, here's the list that we've come up with. You know, we can debate this forever, but this is a much better list than the Hollywood Reporter. Here's a list, not necessarily in any order, of the best sports movies, the 25 best sports movies of all time. Slapshot, Hoosiers, Million Dollar Baby, The Hustler, A League of Their Own, Rocky, Raging Bull, Tin Cup, Caddyshack, Happy Gilmore, The Natural, Rudy, Major League, The Legend of Bagger Vance, Cool Runnings, Field of Dreams, Remember the Titans, The Longest Yard, Chariots of Fire, The Blind Side, but I got to look into that. Brian Song, Jerry Maguire, The Babe Ruth Story, It Happens Every Spring, and The Sandlot. All right, so there's the list of the top 25 best sports movies of all time. Thank you for your help in that. It was fun doing a list that was much better than the Hollywood Reporter list. All right, we still have a lot to talk about, and this week here on WWL, we are remembering Katrina 20 years later, and this is filled with emotion. It's filled with a celebration of who we are today. I think this city is better now than it was before Katrina, and nobody would wish Katrina on any city. But the fact that we're better today than we were before Katrina speaks volumes about who we are. It also speaks volumes about the people who came here to help us rebuild the city. And many of those people who came here to rebuild the city, they fell in love with our city, with our culture, and they stayed. And they're part of who we are today. And many of them were millennials, and they did have an impact on the city. and they caused the city to change in some ways. And not everybody likes the changes, but I embrace those changes, and I think they've been a very, very positive thing. So we're going to talk to Quint Davis when we come back, and we'll talk about Jazz Fest, how it was impacted, the celebration of Jazz Fest coming back, and what they did for the city of New Orleans. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1967, Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze was released, and it was it wasn't really considered a rock and roll classic at the time, but it only reached number 65 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It made number 3 in the UK. In 2010, Billboard ranked it as the 17th best song out of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. So initially, not really appreciated. It certainly was later. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, that is Jackson Browne at a song he wrote about Katrina, and a lot of national artists were so empathetic for what we were going through with Katrina, and tragedy quite often inspires songwriters to write songs, and Jackson Browne wrote Where Were You about Katrina. The institutions of New Orleans were rocked by Hurricane Katrina and the flooding. Quint Davis with Jazz Fest is, of course, part of one of the great institutions of New Orleans, and Quint joins us on WWL. Quint, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so Jazz Fest, one of the institutions impacted by Katrina. Take us back to those early memories that you have of Hurricane Katrina. And you couldn't, I'm sure as a person, you couldn't help but think that this was going to have an impact on the next Jazz Fest.
Well, we didn't know if we could have it or not. There were a number of things that had to go right in order for that to happen. I mean, we had to have, in order to have a festival, you have to have people, right? And there weren't a lot of people in New Orleans. So we had to have the finances in place to do it. We had to have Churchill say that they would fix up the fairgrounds enough for us to do it. We had to find artists that would play, which everybody said yes. And so little by little, the people that work on the festival, some of them didn't have houses to live in. So Sheraton became our sponsor and put people up in the hotel so they could work on the festival until they had their houses again. So it was just all these different things coming together, determined to have Jazz Fest.
And this, you know, Hurricane Katrina happened at the end of August, and Jazz Fest wasn't going to happen until the following spring. But there is a lot of work that goes into it before the fest. So you knew right away that even next spring, Jazz Fest was going to be impacted by the storm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I say, we didn't know until, I would say, January that we were actually going to be able to do it, which was a late start for us. So one of the first things we looked at, Scoot, was we were going to do, we didn't want to do a cut. People said, well, why don't you just do a small festival and work your way back up? And we did not want to do that. We wanted a full-size Jazz Festival. What we did one less day and one less stage. But when we started calling people, you know, we had Jimmy Buffett and Bruce Springsteen and Dave Matthews Band, all these, Paul Simon, the greatest lineup probably we've ever had. Because as we asked these people, would you come? And you just mentioned it when you talked about Jackson Browne's song, that people wanted to become, be part of helping New Orleans come back.
Talk about a couple of conversations you had with some of the artists. You don't have to mention the names, but what was the reception? Obviously, the reception was good because, you know, so many people did, you know, did empathize with what we were going through, and they were eager to help and perform.
Well, that's an interesting story because when I first talked to Jimmy Buffett, he didn't think that he should do it. He said, if I do it, my people will come. And if New Orleans isn't ready, if the restaurants and the music clubs and everything aren't ready, that won't be good for the city, right? That message will go out.
Right,
I said, Jimmy,
right.
We have to do the festival. We're going to do the festival. And he said, well, okay then, I'm in. The other one was Dave Matthews from the Dave Matthews Band. He, from the beginning, said, okay, if you're going to do it, I will be there.
How did that feel? You know, people love New Orleans, and so many artists just love performing here in the ambiance of the city and for the New Orleans area and this region. But it had to feel great, Quint, for these artists to be so willing to become part of something that was going to be a comeback celebration to some degree.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think the festival hit in two different ways. Inside New Orleans, for us to know that we're kind of back, that everything can happen again. And then outside New Orleans, to send a signal to the world that New Orleans is back open for business again. So we had to get both sides sort of feeling that way. You know what I'm saying?
There had to be times that you weren't sure. There had to be times that even though a lot of things were coming into place, there had to be times that you weren't sure it was going to happen.
No, that's true. That we looked around at other places to go. we didn't have the money to do it. I remember I went to a benefit in New York that Wynton Marsalis was putting on, and Mitchell Andrew, who was the lieutenant governor, I'll never forget this. I said, Mitch, I don't know if we can do this. He said, not having the Jazz Fest is not an option. I never forgot that. He said, if you get to that point, you call me. So, okay, it's not an option. I guess we're going to do it.
Yeah, it was a great thing to happen. You know, it was just good for the city to feel that that institution was not going away even for 1 year. And there were so many people and so many things, so many institutions displaced and disrupted because of the storm. And the fact that Jazz Fest happened was monumental and very important for the city.
Well, we were shocked at how many people showed up, honestly. A lot of people made that their first time back in New Orleans. So if I'm going to go back to New Orleans, I'm going to go to the Jazz Fest. So we didn't really know what to expect. And that morning, we got a call from the police saying that we have a problem with traffic on Esplanade. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, well, there's people lined up down the street waiting to go into Jazz Fest. And I was like, oh, my gosh. That's probably the most emotional I've got Wow. When those gates opened and people came in, and the festival was back to life.
And Quint, the city needed it. Those people needed Jazz Fest. It was a great moment for them.
Well, it was for the New Orleans people, and it was for, you know, we have a festival that we can't just hire bands around the country. We have to have hundreds of New Orleans bands in order to put the festival on. And those bands and those people weren't all here. But all of them that we contacted, when we could find them, said, we'll come. We'll come and play. Same thing. We had food vendors who didn't have their restaurants had been wiped out. And they were figuring out how they could rent enough cooking equipment to cook at the field, even though their restaurant wasn't open. I mean, it was monumental. And it was important for everyone who's part of the festival. I think it was important for the city.
Yeah, it had to make you feel good that there was so much emphasis placed on this has to happen.
Yeah, we felt that way. I mean, our staff that puts this on is so proud of this festival and will not let this festival down.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, from the carpenters and the plumbers and the electricians up to the people that were booking the talent, everyone was like, we're not going to let this go down.
And Quint, how did the foundation help the city come back?
Well, the foundation owns the festival. People probably don't know this. The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival is a nonprofit organization. New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation owns the festival. And so they had to be behind the festival, and they had to help us come along. And you said something really great also at the beginning of this, where you said New Orleans is now better maybe than it was before. And that, you know, I think about the foundation putting on grants and WWOZ, free festivals. I think about all the clubs and all the bands that are back here now, maybe more than ever, new restaurants opening up. I thought that was a great thing that you said, that we're not only just going to make it back to where we were,
yeah,
but we want to make it going further.
Yeah, I do. I see the city today. I believe the city is a better city as a result of Katrina. And again, nobody would wish this on a city, even if you knew the city was going to be better. But we have made the city collectively with us and with those who contributed. And the people who contributed were really important to shaping New Orleans, to bringing it back and shaping the future of the city.
No, the resilience of the people in New Orleans. I mean, we've had, you know, hurricanes over the decades, but nothing like this. The resilience of the people here and their dedication to keeping New Orleans alive. I mean, our cultural institutions require people to be here. You know, gospel choirs,
social aid,
and pleasure clubs, the St. Joseph Parade. You got to have people. That's not just hiring a band. Our cultural institutions require the people of New Orleans to come back and keep their cultural institutions and traditions going.
Well, that's a great
point. And they did that. They did that. So it was more than just getting bands.
Yeah, that's a really great point. Quint, I appreciate you taking time. Look, I know that you don't call artists at the last minute. Can you give me a hint about anybody that you're thinking about for next year?
Not really.
But you are talking. You got to be talking to people, right?
Oh, yeah. We're working hard. We try to finish our booking by Christmas.
Wow.
Because we announce and go on sale in the middle of January. And then because you got the Christmas vacation, New Year, Sugar Bowl, all these things going on, Thanksgiving. So we're really pushing really hard in September and October. Last year we had something like 662 groups altogether.
That's amazing.
On 14 stages over 8 days.
That's amazing.
There's a lot to it.
I didn't expect you to tell me, but I had to ask you, though. All right, Quint Davis, Jazz Fest, thank you for spending time with us.
Well, thank you for having me on, and thank you for appreciating the Jazz Fest.
All right, I know you'll do another great job coming up in the spring. All right, Quint Davis with the Jazz Fest, thanks for being with us. Art, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, you know the number, 504-260-1870. It's the Oak and Art Jewelers talk and text line. And we'll get caught up on some of your texts. The Oak and Art Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. And when I talk about the national artist that got involved in the comeback of the city, you know, there's just so much importance in this one song from U2 and Green Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Another song about Katrina. It's Anders Osborne, and Katrina inspired so many people to write music. And tragedies do that to songwriters. They write about happy things. They write about sad things. They write about tragedies. And the song is titled "Oh Katrina." I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. I'm sure you heard in our news, Spencer Rattler is the starting quarterback for the Saints and the season opener in the Caesar Superdome against the Arizona Cardinals. And let's just hope that he just comes out and does a phenomenal job. And, you know, I know there are people who think it should be the other guy. It should be Tyler Shuck. Tyler Shuck will have his chance. I think there's a little doubt about that. He seems to physically be the kind of person who, you know, could be a great quarterback. But it just didn't seem like he was as ready as Spencer Rattler right now. And a lot of people just think that, well, the Saints just really don't have a chance with these two quarterbacks. I disagree. I've seen teams in the last few years that had rookie quarterbacks or young quarterbacks do really well. I've seen teams that had new coaches that did well. And I don't think there's any reason to be pessimistic about the Saints. Now, week off this week, and then the following week is the season opener in the Dome against the Cardinals. And again, don't think this is just a give me. And don't judge the Cardinals based on the Arizona Cardinals last year. because they could be a very different team this year. And that's the interesting thing about a new season. Teams are starting off where every other team is starting off. Every team has got a shot at getting to the playoffs and getting to the big game. And the Arizona Cardinals are among them. And I know Murray is looking forward to coming back. He's had injury issues in the past, and I know he's looking forward to coming back and having a full year. And he is going to be really inspired. And our defense better be ready, because this guy is slippery, and he can work his way through a crowd of people. So let's hope he doesn't hurt us. And I'm looking forward to the possibility that there are going to be some running plays planned for Spencer Rattler. For Spencer Rattler. I'm thinking that there might be some running plays planned for him. And it's going to be cool to see the Saints, maybe have a bit of a running quarterback, because that's not something that we've had. And I think in the NFL today, it's really important to have a quarterback who runs. So let's go to Ian and try to slam in here a couple of quick text messages.
Here's the text that says, how can you say that New Orleans is better? Katrina exposed the dysfunctional underbelly of New Orleans. A significant portion of the tax base fled. Population declined precipitously. The city is still recovering. Now, Quint Davis is certainly in the top three of greatest New Orleanians. I'm hard-pressed to name anyone who exceeds his contribution.
I agree with everything that Tech says. It did expose us and the problems that we have, with the exception of our mayor and some of the things that she has done with her crew and those in City Hall. With the exception of that, I look around at hotels. I look around at some of the things that we have done, and I think I believe the city is better. We're not bigger. Because a lot of people never came back, and you go somewhere else and you establish a life somewhere else because you have to, and it's not that easy to come back. I was able to come back. I was able to do that, but not everybody can. So while I agree with that that text, and I do see the reality of New Orleans, I think a lot that was exposed and the things that are being exposed now with our mayor, I think these are things that are going to continue to make us a better city.
I'll leave you with this one. Let's keep it real and honest. Ray Nagin brought the city back without the city going into bankruptcy or going into debt.
Well, it's hard for me to want to give Ray Nagin any credit whatsoever. And I was not here when Ray Nagin was mayor. So it's hard for me to comment on the day-to-day operations of the Nagin administration. So I'll leave it at that. All right, we got to get to a break here. And remember, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1995, thanks to the movie Batman Forever, Seal's Kiss from a Rose hit number one in America. And we'll be right back on WWL. On the SOTA calendar today, on this day in 1995, Ronnie White of the Miracles died following his battle with leukemia. He was only 56 years old. And sadly, Ronnie White lost his firstborn daughter to leukemia when she was 9 years old. So it was a tough life. But this is the day he passed away at the age of 56. I'm Scoot, and coming up in the next hour, a lot to talk about. Once again, President Trump is attacking the media in a way that is kind of scary, because he wants to do something about the media, because the media doesn't always support him and agree with him. That's not the job of the media. We'll talk about that coming up. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.